Would the meeting please come to order? Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Cartier.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Durham. Ms. Hartley-Nagel. Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll reveals 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I just want to announce that President Hartley-Nagel is not present tonight. We have not heard of her whereabouts. So I am President Pro Tem Penrose Hollins, and we're going to move forward with tonight's agenda. We'll move on to the approval of minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes of the council meeting November 20th, 2018.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. We'll move on to announcements. Are there any announcements from any member of council at this time? Councilman Carter?
Yes, I'd like to announce that Resolution 18-187 will remain on the table.
Thank you very much. Any further announcements from any member, Councilman Smalley?
Yes, at the appropriate time, I will be making a motion to have read by title only and placed on placed before council 5 resolutions under item H to be voted as in bulk.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further announcements from members of council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 18125, amend the FY 2019 approved operating budget, transferred $2,500 from the grants and fixed charges budget line item of County Council to the salaries and wages and employee benefits budget line item for the Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Communications. Ordinance 18126, amend the grants budget, appropriate the monetary value of 400 donated laptops, $478,996 to the local law enforcement LLE, 400 laptop computers 2019 grant for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 18127, amend the grants budget, appropriate $2,992.38 in interest income and $110,611.82 in program income to the Home Investment Partnership Program HOME FY 2018 grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 18128, amend the grants budget, appropriate $97,994.96 in program income funds to the Community Development Block Grant FY 2018, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Thank you, Madam President. We will now move on to reports from select and special committees. Are there any reports from any member of council? Councilman Smalley.
Yeah, the Finance Committee met today at 2 o'clock, the 8-4 conference room, and had a presentation by UBS on the Newcastle County's financial investments.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Land Use Committee met last Tuesday upstairs. We discussed a couple items, and they will be on the agenda tonight.
Thank you very much. Councilman Smalley.
Yes, the Executive Committee met at 4 o'clock today, discussed items such as our new business cards due to email changes, a photo, the new council photo being done, and we received some legal advice in executive session.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other reports from any committee by members of council? Seeing that, I will report that the Community Services Committee met this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We discussed 2 of the items on the agenda tonight that regards federal funding that will be voted on December 11th. And there was also a discussion around the Section 8 voucher program and the funding for that and the announcement that we will be, in fact, opening up the rolls to accept new applicants for the vouchers. We also had a very brief discussion about the library, very brief, and Councilman Carter has already announced that we will not be hearing that tonight. It's going to remain on the table. We'll move on to the consent calendar.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Pro Tem.
Yes.
My apologies to council. I think it's pertinent that I include that at the executive committee meeting, Councilman Woods was appointed by council to the Public Services Committee, and Councilman Carter has been appointed as co-chair of the Technology Committee. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. That's important. We'll move on to introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
Oh, never mind.
You only get one of those tonight, George. That's
true. Well, we already did the introduction of ordinances.
Oh, we did the introduction of ordinance? Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Consent.
Oh, consent calendar. Thank you. We'll move on to the consent calendar.
Nothing there.
There's nothing there on the consent calendar. So then we'll move from the consent calendar to presentations. I don't believe we have any presentations. So we'll move on to items removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions.
Mr.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I would move that items R18-191 through and including R18-195 be read by title only and placed before council for their consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18191, consenting to the appointment of Margaret W. Castellani to the Newcastle County Hocussin Village Design Review Advisory Committee. Resolution 18192, consenting to the appointment of Joseph Daigle to the Newcastle County Planning Board. Resolution 18193, reappointing Paula Jenkins Massey to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission. Resolution 18194, consenting to the appointment of David Andy Hall to the Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board. Resolution 18195, reappointing Robert Ralston to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission.
Councilman Scali.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comment on the ordinances that was read in? On the resolutions, I'm sorry. Seeing none, does anyone from the public have any questions or comment for the resolution that was read into the record? Seeing none, Madam President, please call the roll on resolutions number 191, resolutions number 18192, resolution number 18194, and resolution number 18195.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolutions number 18192, resolution number 18194, resolution number 18195 are hereby adopted. We'll move on to resolution number 18196. Mr. Tackett.
I think we missed 192. Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. I move that resolution 18196 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 18196, Plan of Glasgow Commons, Pencade 100, south side of Pulaski Highway, east side of Glasgow Avenue, major land development plan that proposes a 308,000-square-foot shopping center, CR zoning, Council District 11.
Mr. Tackett.
Hey, Ms. Pro Tem. At this point, we had a very lengthy discussion about this upstairs in council for the council members, so I would move that if there's nobody here from the public with questions or seeking information, I would call for the vote.
Let's see if there's anyone from the public who have any comment or questions on resolution number 18196. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolutions number 18196.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 18196 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to Resolution 18197. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President, Pro Tem. I move that Resolution 18-197 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18197, Plan of Brighton Hamlet 4, St. George's 100, northerly side of Lorwood Grove Road, north of Ratledge Road, major land development plan that proposes to subdivide 99 acres into 147 detached lots, 48 twin lots, and 126 attached lots, utilizing the Hamlet development option, as zoning, Council District 12.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President, Pro Tem. This plan was presented at our last land use meeting, and both the applicant, Shell Brothers, as well as legal counsel for the applicant were on hand, made a formal presentation before council. This particular plan for Hamlet 4 is under the original record plan of Whitehall, and so Hamlet 4 will be built under that major land development plan with a few minor tweaks to it. Additional properties adjacent to where Hamlet 4 would go has also been purchased by Shell Brothers, but any future building on the additional property would be resubmitted as a major record plan and have to go through the land use process. So, you know, it would come in as a totally new plan and have to go through our land use process. We have received no adverse comment on the part of anyone in the community or adjacent communities, and so I would say that we call for the vote if there's no public comment, sir.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Is there any public comment on Resolution 18197? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 18197.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 18197 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to Resolution 18187, which will remain on the table. That concludes our resolutions. We'll move on to ordinances. There are no ordinances on tonight's agenda. Those ordinances that were introduced at last week's meeting will be heard on December the 11th. We move on to any item J. Are there any item J items that any council member may bring forward at this time? Seeing none, no item J's, no emergency introductions. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to address council at this time for any public concern regarding Newcastle County? Councilman Cartier.
Yes, I would like to make a brief comment before we go on to the end of the meeting. This Saturday, December 1st, reportedly is the 20th anniversary of the Claymont Christmas Parade. I would have brought a resolution forward on this to commemorate that, but they could not absolutely confirm that for me. This is an event run by the Claymont Community Coalition. It is an event that is emblematic of the resiliency of Claymont. It was one of the signal events that they created to symbolize the revival of the great unincorporated town of Claymont, one of the largest in Newcastle County, perhaps in the state of Delaware. And we conclude that parade, we go and we reenact the decorating of the Christmas weed. Well, the Christmas weed has come to symbolize the humor, the resiliency, and the great joy of people in Claymont rebuilding their community, coming to grips with repurposing a lot of their town. And I'm always glad to be there. I've been there since I got elected in 2004. We begin that great event at 10 o'clock with the parade and conclude with the decoration of the weed. Everybody's invited. It's a great time, and I'm just here to let you know that this quite possibly is the 20th anniversary. And, you know, it says a lot about what Claymont people have achieved and what they're continuing to do. And I think it's perhaps the only Christmas parade in the unincorporated New Castle County. I may be stand corrected, but I believe that's true. So I just want to make that announcement tonight and invite all members of council to this great event. And it really is quite an event. And we have many units of police throughout the state and the county show up, and fire companies, high school bands, a lot of different nonprofit organizations. It's a truly great event, and I hope you can show up and enjoy it. I certainly will be there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. So is Claymont still sticking with the word we?
Absolutely.
Only now it's medically legal.
Thank you. Just for clarity. Any further comment from any members of the council? None from the public?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.